Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sirwinski. On today's program, I'm joined by Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson. We are talking about last night's Perry City Council meeting. Sven, thank you as always for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
So first of all, we wanted to talk about a project that is now wrapped up officially, it sounds. That's the Willis Avenue Bridge Project. What can you tell me about this?
Yep. So we had previously gotten everything done except for some fences along the edge to keep people from falling over the wing walls, we call them. So now that fence is in place and it's pretty much good to go. We'll probably finish out substantial completion later this fall, winter, and then it'll be behind us. And we only have, I think, three or four more bridges to go.
And those are all over Frog Creek in various parts of the city, right?
Yep, all over Frog Creek and in various conditions and places.
All right. Now, in new business, that was an old business. In new business, you discussed an urban renewal loan for one of the local Perry businesses. What can you tell me about the business and the loan that was given to them?
Sure. So I'll start with the loan. This is a revolving loan fund that the city has. It was started back in the 2000s to help revitalize some of the buildings, especially downtown. It's really kind of focused on downtown, but it's available to other places. I believe some businesses on Willis Avenue took advantage of this. But it's a low interest, 3% loan, and it's a really great opportunity for property owners, business owners to be able to access some capital to be able to do building improvements or some critical infrastructure. And in this case, it was servers for the theater downtown. So basically, without these servers, the movies can't play. So definitely a very important economic development tool for us to have to be able to help businesses out and get either building improvements or some equipment that they need.
Absolutely. So how much was the loan for and how did they go about paying it back?
Sure. So the loan is pretty flexible as to what the person needs. This loan was for $10,000 repayable over 3 years. They've been very good. They've accessed this loan fund before and they were very, very good about paying it back. So excited to be able to use this for them again and help their business out.
Absolutely. Now, the topic that had the most items attached to it during the meeting was related to the airport project, and that was for some easements. What can you tell me about this? Because it was a little complicated, I think.
Yeah, so these were four easements as a part of the airport project. These are the only four easements that we're going to need to get, so we just did them all at the same time. Next up will be land acquisition, so that'll be happening in the next couple of months, but definitely very good property owners to work with, and we're very happy with how all that worked out. And the FAA signed off on all of them, and just a pretty good process to go through with the property owners, the FAA, and our consultants. So very happy with how this is going, and I think land acquisition is going the same. It's just kind of wrapping up, and hopefully pretty soon here we'll be bringing forth some purchase offers and be purchasing some property for the airport expansion.
All right. Now, relating to the easements, these weren't your typical easements where you say, you know, I just want to have access to this sort of thing or that sort of thing. You actually had to purchase these easements.
Right. What these easements are an navigation easement. So basically it controls the airspace above the ground. So they can't put any buildings, you know, you can't put a windmill or a silo or a barn or anything like that or plant a tree. But they can still farm it as they have been. So row crops, livestock are still okay. We just want to protect that airspace for airplanes coming and going from the airport.
Yeah, and as Matt Ferrier from Bolton & Mick explained, the reason why you had to pay for it was because you're essentially controlling what they can and can't put in there.
Correct. So also Dwayne Dalen came up and explained kind of how the process works. So say a piece of property is worth $10 before this easement. And after the easement, because of the limitation of what can be on that property, now it's worth $8. We had to pay that $2 to make up the difference in the value of the property.
All right. And each of those four easements were approved. Project is moving forward.
Yep. Clicking a couple things off the list of to-dos for the airport project. So it feels good.
All right. Now, a couple more things to talk about here. You had one recent workshop and then another one that's coming up tomorrow, I believe. So what can you tell me about these workshops with the city council?
Sure. So the workshop 2 weeks ago was with city council, planning, zoning, and the board of adjustment. It was kind of a basic overview of all of the roles and responsibilities of each of the parties, it was a very good refresher for all those groups, and I think we had some outcomes from that that'll help us refine our process and make some changes to our applications and how we analyze and look at different, especially board of adjustment decisions. So I think it was a great training. This Wednesday from about 10 to 2-ish, we have a council-only workshop, just a good refresher on council roles and responsibilities, everything from Robert's Rules of Order to who's responsible for what, and all sorts of stuff like that. So it'll be another good refresher for council and staff and any public that wants to come too, and that's at the Towncraft building.
Okay, so the public is invited to come to these. Is it basically just so they can kind of learn about how local government progresses?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just like every other public meeting we have. The public is always welcome to come. But it's just kind of a basic training for council and staff.
All right. Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
I actually do have a couple of things this time. Just wanted to remind everybody that today is Election Day, so we encourage you to get out and vote. And after you're done voting, be sure to head over to the McCurry Center for the Election Day Chili Feed. So from 11 to 7, you can head over there, and for $7, you can have all-you-can-eat chili and, I believe, potato soup. So be sure to check that out. Also want to remind everybody that this weekend is Art on the Prairie. So Saturday and Sunday, downtown will be filled with all sorts of artists, poets, authors, and musicians. So be sure to get downtown, enjoy that time in our community. And I hear all the time how great Perry looks and is on the outside. And I definitely encourage everybody to get out and enjoy your community. This is your community, and take pride in it. So that'll be exciting. The last thing I have, November 28th from 4 o'clock p.m. till 8 o'clock p.m. at the McCurry Center, we're going to be having an open house for our Parks and Trails Master Plan as well as our McCurry Center Facility Study. So there'll be a couple presentations at 5 and 7 in the theater at the Rec Center. So be sure to come out to that, provide some feedback, see what the students have learned, see what our architecture firm has learned. Really, this is kind of setting the stage for what parks and recreation will look like for the next 10 to 15 years. So definitely a great opportunity to be involved and help shape the future of our community.
Absolutely. Well, Sven, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it as always.
I appreciate you having me, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Sven Peterson. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.